In 1755, the original Acadian settlers to what's now northeastern Canada were sent into exile by their British colonial masters. The exiled Acadians wandered the face of the globe, some ending up in England, some in France again, some in the Caribbean. Many, though, found their way to new homes in southwestern Louisiana. From those original Acadian settlers have come the people we now know as Cajun, and that Cajun culture has been deeply influenced not only by its Acadian roots, but by the encounters it had with other peoples in the region, with black freedmen, with runaway slaves, with German and Spanish settlers, with American Indian peoples. From all of these has come what we now know as Cajun music and Cajun culture.
Viens on aura le plus gros cimetière. Viens voir tout le monde qui perd leur vie pour nous. 1755, c'était l'année de l'Acadien. Viens voir, cher bébé, dis des belles prières.
Recently, I had the opportunity to travel throughout southwest Louisiana talking to Cajun musicians. One of these was Al Berard. I asked Al about his background.
I'd like to say a little bit about my family.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the baby of eight. My mom and dad had me when they were older.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad spoke only French, Cajun French, and he never went to school uneducated. And he was a crawfisherman and trapper all his life. That's what he did in the Chaffalaya Basin. And he did that till he died, which was in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
He was 71 years old. He was still trapping. I have all his traps and stuff here. But I remember growing up, going to school, and I was the only kid with old parents. I was almost embarrassed of it, the whole situation, you know. But they were the most beautiful people, old people. They were just wonderful to me. The thing that they taught me was love. And I have to give them that. They taught me love. As for material things, I was raised with nothing.
Two other musicians I talked with were Anne and Mark Savoie. Mark is an accordion builder and the owner of the Savoie Music Center, as well as a musician. Anne is the author of the book Cajun Music, A Reflection of a People. Mark and Anne have played and sung Cajun music together for many years. What's your community?
Fikitayek.
Fikitayek, Louisiana?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's a Native American word meaning female turkey.
Uh-huh. Say it again.
Fikitayek.
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 Mark has a really good story, I think, that is longer than mine, possibly, about the community that he was raised in and all that. So I just want to say one thing before he starts his story. I came here just because I was in love with the French language and the music I was hearing.
Uh-huh.
The minute I got here, it was all about the community. I mean, it was all about, come on and sing this. Like, play the guitar, sing. It was always totally drawing me in. And I never felt excluded. I was included in all these great, house parties with all these backwoods people, Cajun people, that they would only speak French. And I felt that the community embraced me a lot. And because I was with Mark, a Cajun person, it opened so many doors to me. You know, the fact that I had embraced their culture in marriage, even. And so I pretty much just started learning all the Cajun songs. And Mark had me learn the Cajun guitar style that he liked from the dance hall. He had a guitar player come to show me the style he wanted, and which was very different from the style I've been playing in Virginia. So I pretty much, you know, adopted this culture.
And here comes the big thing, the show, mm-hmm. You know. We get on stage, lights are down, and over 600 people in this place, man. The first song, we started the song. I played that whole song with my head down. You hear me? I could not pick my head up to look at the people. All right, Hadley. I was like shocked, you know, just, you know, and I didn't hear nothing going on out there. I said, man, and all I kept thinking was, why did I come? Why am I doing this? Why am I making a fool out of myself with this old music, you know? Because that's what it was to us. We were taught that it was chank-a-chank for the old people, you know? Man, brother, when we finished playing that song, the volume of the screaming and the claps just, it's like it almost knocked me over. And when I picked up my head, everyone was standing up on their feet and screaming and shouting and clapping. And I remember, I looked at Hadley, and he looked at me and he winked, and I started crying. It was one of the most powerful things that ever happened to me, you know. And he said, "What you think about that chanky chank now?" I said, "I want to learn how to play the fiddle after the first song." So, you know, I came back home. I called Carlene. I said, "Baby, something crazy just happened to me over here." She said, "What, babe?" I said, "I just think found out who I really am. I'd never really, really felt who I was, you know?"
There's a lot of attempts, you know, to do what Aldous Roger and all these great guys and Belton and Lawrence Walker did. There's a lot of attempts to do that, what the great masters did back in the 50s and the 60s. They are a very strong, strong, strong branch of the family tree, of the Cajun music family tree. Everything that's come since then is like a dead end, you know, it's like a little bud sticking out on the tree that dies, it never grows. So I don't know what it's going to, I'm not saying something won't come along that's going to have a tremendous impact and will synthesize, you know, all these new influences and create a whole new strong branch of the tree. But so far in my knowledge, it hasn't happened. The real Cajun culture is alive and well here, but it's all underground, just like it has always been. Mm-hmm. You know, the real people who make the music, you know, the Johnny Craters, the Vernon Bergerons, and the Steve Malonsons, and the Belton Richards, and the Walter Moutons, they're still alive and well, but they're all underground.
And
the Rodney Fontenots. The Cajuns know about them, but for some weird reason, the rest of the world doesn't relate to them.
This Worlds of Music program was made possible with the support of the University of Wyoming Casper College Center, as well as the university's Department of Communication and Journalism, Department of English, Alumni Foundation, and the American Studies program. American Studies, celebrating 50 years of existence as a liminal zone. The program is produced by Mike Brown. Field research and interviews were done by David Romvet.
All
right. Okay.
Do you want to say anything else?
Hey, what's up? Oh, this for your kids in school?
Yeah.
Hey, kids in school, remember, not everybody's cut out to be a doctor. Follow your heart.